7, get vaccinated or get tested. That's the latest directive for high school athletes in Virginia Beach.
We are at a high level of community transmission.
When athletes are vaccinated, their teams are generally not affected because they are no longer considered close contacts if they are asymptomatic and vaccinated.
They'll need to get fully vaccinated by November 8th.
Especially for those who are playing indoors this winter, it's a good idea to require them to have either a shot or be tested regularly.
So at this point in time, we are over and above the 80% mark. What we are doing at this point in time is to contact every single NOC, every single athlete, and see whether we can help. Until we have contacted every single one, and we are too late for vaccination because we have a deadline. At some point, it is not possible anymore.
Teenage student athlete died after soccer practice, according to the Lincoln County School District. In a news release, the district said Yael Felix Trejo, 15, became ill with a sudden illness at soccer practice and was transported to Samaritan Pacific Communities Hospital in Newport, where he later died. The LCSD said its school community is heartbroken over the sudden death of the student.
A celebration of life will be held in honor of former Great Falls CMR and Montana State athlete Carl Tucker II, who passed away unexpectedly on August 22, 2023 at the age of 25. Tucker, who was 25 years old, suffered a cardiac event, MTN Sports first reported. A celebration of his life is expected to see thousands of people honor the athlete.
NFL wide receiver KJ Hamler says he's taking a quick break from football after being diagnosed with pericarditis, a mild heart irritation. The 24-year-old announced Monday on Instagram that he was experiencing chest pains before training camp began with the Denver Broncos, the team he's been with since 2020. Hamler said he was getting a treatment plan to address it after getting his pericarditis diagnosis.
The 18-year-old son of NBA legend LeBron James has been hospitalized in a stable condition after going into cardiac arrest while practicing basketball at the University of Southern California. A family spokesman said medical staff treated LeBron, Bronny E. James Jr. on site at USC's Galen Center after he went into cardiac arrest on Monday morning local time. He was transported to hospital, where he was in stable condition Tuesday after leaving the intensive care unit.
Senegal international right-back Noah Fadiga has announced on his Instagram page that he has been released by Brest over an irregular heartbeat that was detected in the medical tests that the squad underwent at the end of the season. Fadiga's playing license is consequently revoked by the French Football Federation as a result of the FA's zero tolerance for cardiac issues. The 23-year-old is now a free agent and is not allowed to play in France until he is cleared medically.
Reggie Chaney, a forward on the Houston men's basketball team that reached the Final Four in 2021, has died, the university has announced. Chaney, 23, was found dead on August 21, 2023 after a family friend discovered him unresponsive in a bedroom at an apartment in Arlington, Texas. The cause of his death has not been officially confirmed yet. However, some sources have speculated that he may have suffered from a heart attack or a stroke. His death came as a shock to his family, friends, teammates and coaches.
Cody Ince, a former offensive lineman for the University of Iowa, passed away at 23 in his home in Wisconsin on Saturday. Although the cause of his death has not been disclosed, his obituary stated that he died unexpectedly. He retired early due to medical issues and was reportedly found by his wife after he did not wake up. He was 23 years old.
WWE wrestling has been thrown into shock after the sudden and unexpected death of superstar Bray Wyatt. Wyatt, whose real name was Wyndham Rotunda, died last Thursday from a heart attack at the age of 36, the New York Post reports. Wyatt had been taking a nap at the time, according to law enforcement record. His fiancée, former WWE ring announcer JoJo Offerman, became worried when she heard his alarm going off an hour later without stopping. Wyatt was found in his bed not breathing and turning blue, according to the report.
Austria goalkeeper Heinz Lindner has been diagnosed with testicular cancer, the player said on Instagram on Tuesday. I was recently diagnosed with a tumor in my left testicle. You can certainly imagine that this diagnosis hit me hard. I had an operation a few days ago, which went very well, the 32-year-old, who plays for FC Schaan in the Swiss Super League, said he would be taking a break from football.
Former Manchester United and Ajax goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar has been airlifted to the hospital after suffering a stroke during his holiday in Split, Croatia. As reported by The Telegraph, on Friday, Edwin van der Sar has had a bleeding around his brain. He's currently in hospital, in the intensive care unit, and is in a stable condition. Van der Sar was one of the most decorated goalkeepers of his time.
Thank you.